coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for today's matchup between Fort Recovery and Fort Loramie in high school volleyball. Fort Recovery comes in with a 13-2 record, and Fort Loramie is 10-7. In the JV match today, it went three sets. That's why we're a little late starting here, as Fort Recovery won the first set 25-17. Fort Loramie came back and won the second set 25-23. And then the third set went to Fort Recovery 25-14. So Fort Recovery's junior varsity now an amazing 16-1 on the year with the victory today. We'll have the varsity match coming up for you in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW AM and FM in Portland. And Neil Spencer, the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com today, which we're also on. Reminder, we will not be carrying any of the matches next week. We have a match with Bradford on Monday, with Pandora Gilboa on Tuesday that they've added to the schedule, and then Coldwater on Thursday. You can hear all those matches, though, on FortRecoveryRadio.com next week, as we're taking the week off with other commitments, and we'll be back the following week with another Fort Recovery volleyball matchup. I think Fort Recovery won the coin toss, so Kyle Wendell's going to go back to serve. Nope, I'm incorrect. Fort Loramie won the coin toss, and going back to serve for them will be Emily Austin. So Emily Austin doing the first service here for Fort Loramie, the Lady Redskins, and we're underway. And the first serve is a good one, dug out by Kaya Wendell. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Paige Fortkamp, who got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. And it's quickly 1-0, Lady Indians side out. Anna Kanapke will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. And the first serve is a good one, dug out by the back line. Here's the set for Fort Loramie, a battle at the net. They're going to say Fort Loramie was in the net. And that's going to be point Fort Recovery. Here's the next serve. Anna Kanapke, a good serve, dug out by the back line of Fort Loramie. And here's the smash. Kyle Wendell digs it. Rammel sets for Paige Judy, and Judy hits it out of bounds. Good idea, but just a little bit too much mustard on the smash. And it goes out of bounds over the end line. And so it's now 2-1. Fort Recovery leading by one. And Fort Loramie serving. It's Abby Holthouse serving. Good serve. Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Judy on the hit. Here's Fort Loramie on the set. Maddie Rammel hits it back over to Fort Loramie. Now back by Holthouse to Fort Recovery. Rammel sets for Cassidy Martin, and Martin hits it over the end line, hitting error, and it's a point, Fort Loramie. And now it's 2-2. Coach of Fort Loramie is John Rogers. Another serve there, and it's an ace serve for Abby Holthouse. So it's quickly 3-2, Fort Loramie in the lead here by one. They've got themselves a pretty nice volleyball team. There's a service error as Abby Holthouse hits it over the end line. That will give the side out back to Fort Recovery. Alexis Buff will come in to serve. She's a pretty solid server, doesn't make service errors very often. 3-3 tie. Another good serve by Alexis. Here's the set for Fort Loramie, the smash and the kill for Fort Loramie's Mackenzie Holscher. She is only a freshman. Wow. She is a tall young lady. Going back to serve now is Marissa Meiring for Fort Loramie. As it's 4-3, Lady Redskins on top by one. Good serve, but passing to Rammel. Here's Kanapke on the deep hit, and unfortunately hits it into the net and onto the ground. Point for Fort Loramie. Marissa Meiring will serve again. She's only a sophomore. So we've got some young people on this team. And it's an ace serve right on the line. Fort Recovery chose to let it go. And right on the line, Meiring picks up another point. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Hannah Kanapke, and Fort Recovery can't get their offense in motion. Aaron, the ball falls on the Fort Recovery side of the court. Another point for Fort Loramie, and they are ahead 7-3 here. Meiring will serve again, and it's another ace serve maybe. Nope, Hannah Kanapke saves it. Freeballing it over is Maddie Rammel. Here's the set at the net, the smash, played by Alexis Bupp, and up to Maddie Rammel. She quickly hits it over on the second hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone, and Carly mishit it. Ouch. Carly Stone mishit that. Another service point for Meiring, and all of a sudden it's 8-3. Fort Recovery behind here early in this match. We'll return in just a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Loramie, very impressive in their start here as they lead Fort Recovery 8-3. Continuing to serve as Marissa Meiring of Fort Loramie. It's another good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell to Maddie Rammel. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. And Martin, a cross-court hit, and gets the kill. There we go. Fort Recovery's offense has been a little bit in disarray here early. There's an ace serve for Cassidy Martin right on the line, down the sideline. And that makes it now 8-5. Fort Recovery back to within three. Lost the volleyball, and now we retrieve it. Cassidy Martin will serve again. And it's another good serve, dug out this time. Here's the set for Fort Loramie, the smash. Played by Alexis Bupp to Maddie Rammel. There's Carly Stone on the hit. Fort Loramie able to play it. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Cassidy Martin to Maddie Rammel. Here's a deep hit by Hannah Kanapke. Loramie keeps it alive. Here's the dink over. Nope, they didn't get it over, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Alexis Fleckenstein tried to just finesse it over, and she didn't get the job done. And another service point for Cassidy Martin. Good serve again. 8-6 now. Fort Recovery trails by two. Fighting back here in this one. Here's Carly Stone. hits it through a Fort Laramie block and Carley gets the kill. That's a good timeout by Coach Chelsea Collig a moment ago. Kind of got the Indians back on track here. Here's Cassidy Martin serving again right down the sideline, but played by the libero, Emily Austin. And Fort Laramie hits it into the net again. And all of a sudden, they have gone away. 8-8 now. Cassidy Martin will serve again. Here's a hit by Maddie Ramel, and she got a kill. Maddie Ramel with the kill, and now Fort Laramie calls time as Fort Recovery was trailing 8-3. Now the Lady Indians have gone ahead by a margin of 9-8. We're here at the Fortside Fieldhouse today. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery, Fort Laramie battling here. Boy, the way Fort Laramie started today, I thought it was going to be a long day for Fort Recovery, and it still may be. But Lady Indians have scored six in a row now after trailing 8-3 to take a 9-8 lead. Cassidy Martin will continue to serve here for Fort Recovery. Cassidy, a junior on this Lady Indian team. Again, the JV won today for Fort Recovery, 2-1, so they are 16-1 on the year. What an impressive record for the junior varsity team. There's a free ball back to Fort Recovery. Ramel will set for Carly Stone, a smash. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Brooke Garkey on a smash. Again, Fort Laramie keeps it alive. Two hands it over. Here's Maddie Ramel is going to be called for a double hit. Boy, those are tough calls. But side out, Fort Laramie, and it's now 9-9. We're all tied up. Going back to serve as Mackenzie Holscher for the Lady Redskins. And bump over to Ramel, and Ramel quickly, instead of setting, hits it over on the second hit and got the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. And Maddie Ramel will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians with a 10-9 lead for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Fort Laramie at the net. Ramel will pass to Kaya Wendell, who will set for Carly Stone. Stone on the hit. Fort Laramie back. Dug out by Kaya Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortcamp, and it's out of bounds. No. They say it was inbounds. So Paige Fortcamp got the kill. I distrusted Fort Laramie's reaction. They were excited. They thought they had the side out, but the official said nope. It was inbounds, but there's a service error. Maddie Ramel hits that one out of bounds over the end line. That makes it 11-10. Fort Recovery leads by one. Side out for Laramie. Here's Sophie Albers serving now. Good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell to Maddie Ramel. Here's the smash by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. 12-10. Carly Stone will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Laramie on the back line. Back over to Fort Recovery. Ramel will pass to Brooke Garkey. And we got four hits on Fort Recovery. So point Fort Laramie and side out Fort Laramie. Back to serve now is Chloe Stang. Stang's a junior outside hitter. And she has a service error over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. It's now 13-11. Fort Recovery leads by two. And Kyle Wendell, who wears number 13, is going to serve now. And it's a service error for Kyle Wendell. That's a rarity for her. And it's 13-12. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery Volleyball going for you again tonight. Or today, I should say. Here's Paige Judy hitting one over the end line. So a point for Fort Loramie. Tied 13-13 now. Emily Austin, by the way, is serving here for Fort Loramie. Their libero. It's a good serve. Paige Judy passes to Rammel, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp tried to dink it over to get the kill, couldn't do so. Now here's a hit by Fort Loramie over the end line by Mackenzie Holster, and it's a Fort Recovery point, side out, Lady Indians. 14-13, Fort Recovery up by one. Hannah Kanapke will now serve. Number 21 for the Lady Indians, and it's a good serve by Hannah. He's a junior on this squad. There's a block by Cassidy Martin. Point Fort Recovery. Anna Kanapke will serve again. We lead by two, 15-13 now, over Fort Loramie's Lady Redskins. Service error for Hannah Kanapke. Ouch. She just mishit that one. It was way short of the net. I don't think I've ever seen her do that before. Abby Holthouse will now serve for Fort Loramie as they have side out. Kaya Wendell will dig it out to Rammel. Sets for Paige Judy, and Paige gets the slam down and the kill. That'll give the serve back to Fort Recovery now. We still lead by two, 16-14. And Alexis Buff will go back to serve now, one of the seniors on this Fort Recovery volleyball team. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Loramie, the set. Here's the smash. And I think they're going to call four hits. Yes. The smash by Mackenzie Holscher was into the net instead of at the top of the net. And four hits was the call, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Alexis Bupp, another good serve. Here's the set for Fort Loramie, the outside hit. Dug out by Kyle Wendell, a battle at the net. Here's the set for Carly Stone. I think she got the kill. Yes, right on the back line. That was a nice maneuver there by Fort Recovery. Makes it 18-14 now as Fort Recovery leads by four. Timeout, Fort Loramie will return.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the score is 18-14. Fort Recovery with a four-point lead at the moment. Again, Lady Indians are 13-2 on the year. And Fort Loramie 10-7. Alexis Bupp will go back to serve again. Bounces the volleyball. Here's the serve. Dug out by Fort Loramie's Chloe Stang. Battle at the net, and Fort Recovery's going to get the point. Went down on the Fort Loramie side, and it's now 19-14. Alexis Bupp has served 3 points in a row. She moves to the other side of the court now. Dug out by the libero, Emily Austin. There's a smash by Fort Loramie. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Stone on the smash, back to Fort Recovery. Rammel sets this time for Cassidy Martin. Again, Fort Loramie keeps it alive. The hit back and out of bounds by Chloe Stang. So Fort Recovery picks up the service point. And the serve of Alexis Bupp continues here now with four straight points. 20-14. 6-point lead for the Lady Indians. Bupp serving. Fort Loramie will smash. It's blocked by Cassidy Martin. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a dink by Carly Stone, and Fort Loramie saves it. Back to Kyle Wendell. Here's Maddie Rammel. Now here's the dig by Fort Loramie, and the hit back to Fort Recovery, and they say it's out of bounds. Marissa Myring hits it out of bounds, so that gives Fort Recovery the point. Marissa was kind of upset with the official's call on that. I think it was the right one, though. Alexis Bupp serving again. Dug out by the libero, Emily Austin, back to Fort Recovery, and a kill for Fort Loramie's Marissa Meyering. Side out Fort Loramie, 21-15. Fort Recovery leads by 6 here in the first set. Now going back to serve is Marissa Meyering. It's a good serve dug out by Hannah Knappe. Here's Rammel setting for Cassidy Martin. Dinks it over. Now the set for Fort Loramie. They can't get it over the net. Mackenzie Holscher missed the net, missed the top of the net, and they couldn't recover after that. Side out Fort Recovery. Now 22-15. Cassidy Martin serving now. And free balling it over is Fort Loramie. Dug out by Alexis Bupp. Here's Carly Stone. And Fort Loramie able to play it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone to Brooke Garkey to Carly. Carly two hands it over. The set for Fort Loramie. Here's the hit by Alexis Fleckenstein. Hannah Knapke in the air to Alexis Bupp, who hits it over. Here's the four hits on Fort Loramie, the call. 23-15. Fort Loramie's coach wasn't happy with that call, and he's discussing things with the official. Now the officials are going to confer. And I don't think they're going to overrule this because neither one of them looks like they're going to replay. Yeah, take the point away. They're going to replay because the officials disagreed. Here's Cassidy Martin on the serve. Good serve. And we got what? Fort Recovery in the net. To say the Lady Indians were in the net there, and that gives the point back to Fort Loramie. Good serve by the Lady Redskins. Here's the smash by Hannah Knappe, but it's out of bounds. Hitting error there, and that'll give the point to Fort Loramie. Serving now, by the way, for the Lady Redskins is Mackenzie Holscher. Only a freshman. Boy, she is a nice-looking prospect. Service error, though, for Mackenzie. She hits that one in the net. And now it's 23-17. Fort Recovery on the verge of winning this first set here. Just need 2 points from Maddie Rammel. Rammel will serve the first one. The pass to the net. Here's the set. A pretty deep hit to Kaya Wendell. Rammel will set. And it's over the net by Brooke Garkey. And Garkey gets the kill. 24-17 now. Fort Loramie tried to play that, but they hit it out of bounds. Here's another serve by Maddie Rammel. Good serve. This could be the set point. There's a smash. It's out of bounds, and it is a set point. Fort Recovery wins the first set, 25. Now wait. No, they give the point. Give the point to Fort Loramie. I didn't see what the call was there. So it's still going here, 24-18. Here's the serve by the Lady Redskins. It's a good serve. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell digs it out to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone, a block at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp, and it's over the sideline. Point Fort Loramie. 24-19 now. Here comes the next serve for Fort Loramie. Dug out by Alexis Bupp, Maddie Rammel. Here's Paige Fortkamp on the smash. Played by Fort Loramie, back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell will set for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill, and that is it. 25-19. Fort Recovery wins the first set. Thought they had it won a moment ago, but took a little more time, and they win the first set, 25-19. After falling behind early, 8-3, and once again, very nice job by Fort Loramie early in this set, but couldn't keep it up, and Fort Recovery wins 25-19. We'll be back in a moment here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse right after we pause for this message from our fine sponsors.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have any new news today because of our coverage of the volleyball match here. So if you've tuned in for the new news, sorry, that will not happen today. I want to remind you that the Fire Safety Day is going on at the Portland Fire Station today. The fire station is open for tours for the kids to see the fire trucks and all kinds of activities going on there. The Lutheran Air Helicopter is there. Also, several emergency vehicles. Rescue 19 is there. Just a nice day for the family. So if you got kids in the family especially, head to the Portland Fire Station for the Fire Safety Day today. It's going on from now until 2 o'clock this afternoon. So you have plenty of time to get there. Free helium balloons for the kids, free cotton candy, other goodies. Just a nice day for the family at the Fire Safety Day at the Portland Fire Station right now until 2 this afternoon. Okay, Kyle Wendell serves for Fort Recovery, starts the second set. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. Nice hit and a nice save by Fort Loramie. And over the... Yep. Over the line was... over the center line was Abby Holdhouse, so point Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell picks up her first service point of the day. Another good serve. Here's Paige Judy hitting it back to Fort Loramie. That smash by Fort Loramie. What do we got here? Four hits? Four hits. They said that Marissa Myring's hit there. Smash did not get over the net. So another service point for Kaya Wendell. It's 2-0. Kaya serves again. Another good serve. Here's the set for Fort Loramie. The hit by the Lady Redskins. Kaya Wendell digs it out to Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Fortkamp. Now here's the smash back to Fort Recovery at the net. And there's the kill by Fort Loramie's Mackenzie Holscher. Again, she's the freshman playing out there. A really nice-looking player. 2-1 now, and going back to serve, side out for Fort Loramie's Abby Holdhouse. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone on the back line. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin, and Martin puts it down for the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. Three to one, Fort Recovery leading here, and Hannah Kanapke will serve now. Again, our studio producers today, Eric Catterly at the radio stations and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Service error for Hannah. She hits it right on the top of the net, and instead of falling over, it falls back on the Fort Recovery side. So point for Fort Laramie, inside out Fort Laramie. Now serving for them is Marissa Myring. Good serve by Myring, dug out by Kaya Wendell to Maddie Rammel. There's a smash by Cassidy Martin. The block, but it goes out of bounds. Give Martin the kill. That is her third kill of the match so far. We're in the second set. Boy, quite a tremendous match the other night by New Bremen and Coldwater, with New Bremen winning in five sets, and Paige Jones of New Bremen having 44 kills in that match. That was unbelievable. There's a smash by Fort Laramie and a kill. Mackenzie Holscher gets the kill. Now going back to serve for Fort Laramie is Mackenzie Holscher. And it's a good serve, dug out by Hannah Kanapke to Kaya Wendell. And Carly Stone just free balls it over. Fort Laramie free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Stone on a hit, played by Fort Laramie, and they save it. Back to Carly and Maddie Rammel. Carly Stone hits it back, two-hand shove, back over to Fort Laramie. Here's the smash by Fort Laramie. It's out of bounds. That's close, but Chloe Stang hit it just a little bit too far. 5-3 now, Fort Recovery leading by two, and they have side out. Cassidy Martin will go back to serve. And Cassidy's just a junior for this Fort Recovery team. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery after the good serve by Cassidy. Smash by Carly Stone. She gets the kill. Carly now has five kills on the day to lead Fort Recovery in that department. Service point for Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy will serve again. Good serve dug out by Fort Laramie. Here's the set. Here's the smash played by Cassidy Martin. To Rammel, back to Martin. Martin on the hit. Dug out by Fort Laramie. Here's the smash by Fort Laramie and a kill. Marissa Myring gets the kill for Fort Laramie. It's side out Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery leads by 2-6-4 after winning the first set 25-19. Again, the JV won today 2-1. They are 16-1 on the year for the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity. Only lost to St. Henry in regular season play. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone, and they're going to say somebody from Fort Laramie was in the net. So no kill there for Carly. It would have been, though. 7-4, and Fort Laramie wants to call timeout. Timeout for Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery leads 7-4. We'll be back.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the Fortside Fieldhouse today, as Fort Recovery is battling Fort Laramie in high school volleyball. Fort Laramie coming in 10-7. Fort Recovery is 13-2. Boy, Fort Laramie had me worried there, and they're still in the running here, but they really had me worried there in the early going. They played really well the first part of the first set, leading 8-3 before Fort Recovery finally got things in gear and got going again. Maddie Rammel serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Fort Laramie. Here's the set, then a hit by the middle hitter. Here's Carly Stone dinking it over. Did she get the kill? Nope. Went out of bounds. Carly Stone tried to dink it in the open spot right across the net, and unfortunately hit it out over the sideline instead of in play. Serve now is by Chloe Stang for Fort Laramie, and there's a point. Carly Stone hits it into the net. 7-6 now, Fort Laramie back to within one.
Here's the next serve. It's a good one. Kyle Wendell will just free ball it over, bumps it over. Here's the set for Fort Laramie, and they would have had the kill, but they said that the miss hit there carried the ball. Got a break on that one. Carly Stone will go back to serve now. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Laramie. The set. Outside hitter on the smash. And it's a block. Nope. Got the kill, I guess. That went to Chloe Stang for Fort Laramie. And that makes it 8-7. Fort Laramie trails by one. Carly Stone digs out the serve. Here's Paige Fortkamp on the hit. Got the kill. Just where there was nobody there. Paige Fortkamp. Only a freshman herself. She's been playing some nice volleyball here this year. Next serve is good by Carly. Kaya Wendell tries to save it and can't do it. And Maddie Randall ended up falling across the center line. So points for Fort Laramie. Side out Fort Laramie. 9-8 now. Back to serve is Abby Holthouse. Holthouse serve is dug out by Carly Stone. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Got it. Right on the back line. Paige Judy with the kill. Nice hit there by Paige. Side out Fort Recovery. Here's Hannah Kanapke coming in to serve, and Paige Fortkamp will set down. 10-8 score now for Fort Recovery. Hannah Kanapke, good serve. Dug out by Fort Laramie. The smash back to Fort Recovery. That was a nice hit, but Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke dug it out. And now they're going to say Paige Judy in the net. Paige had a nice save there, but couldn't stop her momentum and got into the net. So point Fort Laramie. Marissa Meyering serving. And it's an ace serve. Hit the top of the net and down. Of course, there was a day when those were illegal serves, but not anymore. In many years where they have allowed the let serves to go across. Good serve again. Kyle Wendell to Maddie Rammel. There's Cassidy Martin on a good smash, but for Laramie able to return it. Here's Rammel setting for Paige Judy. A block. Kyle Wendell digs it out. Paige Judy dinks it over. Fort Laramie on the set. Here's the hit. And the kill for Fort Laramie's middle hitter, Mackenzie Hosher. Makes it 11-10 now. Fort Laramie has taken the lead. Marissa Meyering serving. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Maddie Rammel comes over to keep it alive. Carly has a nice hit back to Fort Laramie. Laramie plays it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And a kill by Chloe Stang. And all of a sudden, Fort Laramie has the momentum going with them as they lead 12-10 now over Fort Recovery. Again, no noon news today on the radio because of the volleyball match here at Fort Recovery. Service there as Marissa Meyering hits that one over the end line. Now here's Alexis Bupp coming in to serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians only trail by one, 12-11. Bupp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Meyering. Here's the smash. And it's just over the end line by Chloe Stang. Give the point to Fort Recovery, and it's tied up now. 12-12, Alexis Bupp back to serve again. Dug out by the libero, Austin. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin on the smash, played by Fort Laramie. The hit back. And, oh, a save by Hannah Kanapke. Wow. Here's Fort Laramie, another hit dug out by Kaya Wendell. Rammel to Carly Stone, and Carly got the kill right on the end line. Wow. Great play there. Another service point for Alexis Buff. She had a string of points going in the first set also that helped us to the win. Now Fort Recovery leads 13-12. This one is out of bounds for Alexis, just off the sideline. Service error gives the point to Fort Loramie. We're tied up 13-13. Now serving is Mackenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. Carly dinks it over and got the kill. Gets a little two-hand shove, and Carly picks up kill number for her. Let's see what we got. 2, 4, 6, 7 kills now for Carly. Having herself her usual good match. Oh, a service error for Cassidy Martin. Right on the top of the net, and it bounced back on the Fort Recovery side. They said 14-14. We're all tied up. Now serving is Sophie Albers for Fort Loramie. Good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp to Rammel. Here's Carly Stone on the hit, and a block by Fort Loramie. That is Chloe Stang and Morgan Holscher in on the block. Point for Fort Loramie. They go ahead, 15-14. Good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp. Rammel for Brooke Garkema. Got a double hit called on Fort Recovery. Hitting error there. Give the point again to Fort Loramie. And now Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Colleague wants a timeout. With the score, Fort Recovery trailing 16-14 to the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, 16-14, Fort Loramie leads here in the second set. We'd like to get out of here with a three-set win today for Fort Recovery, but we're going to have to come back and win this one if that's going to happen. They still have plenty of time. We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio this afternoon. Fort Recovery and Fort Loramie battling. And Fort Loramie has some nice athletic programs, and the volleyball team is no exception. Good serve by Fort Loramie. Here's a hit by Brooke Garkey. Got the kill. Brooke Garkey with the kill. That was not necessarily the most wicked kill ever, but it was where nobody was. And that's a nice kill there for Brooke. Here's Maddie Rammel serving now for Fort Recovery. A service error in the net. Ouch. 18-15 now. Fort Loramie leads by 3. Serve again by Fort Loramie. Dug out by Kyle Wendell to Brooke Garkey. Here's Paige Fortkamp freeballing it over. And a double hit's called on Fort Loramie. That makes it 17-16. And they had the score wrong a moment ago. It was 17-15. Now it's 17-16. Carly Stone serving. At the net. Kill for Brooke Garkey. Brooke just two hands it over to the sideline. Nobody was there. Give her a kill. Service point for Carly Stone. Tied up 17-17. Too long service error. Man. Having one of those days with service errors here for Fort Recovery. Now going back to serve is Emily Austin, the libero for Fort Loramie. And it's a good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell to the net. Rama will set for Paige Judy. A nice hit played by Fort Loramie. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Judy will pass to Rama. Rama sets for Paige Fortkamp. And a block for Fort Loramie. Mackenzie Holscher and Marissa Meyering on the block there. 19-17. Fort Loramie serves again. Emily Austin again serving. Back to Fort Loramie. Here's the set, the hit. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Ramo will set for Brooke Garkey. Got the kill. Again, where nobody was. Excellent control by Brooke. And that makes it 19-18. Fort Recovery down by one. And Fort Recovery side out. And Kyle Wendell will go back to serve. Kyle is due for a lengthy service. So let's see if we can get several points in a row here. Good serve. Nice low serve. Dug out by Fort Laramie. The smash, a block. And a block by Cassidy Martin. And a point, Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell picks up another service point there. It's 19-19. We're all tied up here. Wendell serves again. Good serve again. Dug out by Fort Laramie. The set. Here comes the hit by the middle hitter, played by Carly Stone. Kyle Wendell will pass it up. And Paige Judy just free balls it over. The set by Fort Laramie. Here's the smash. A block by Fort Recovery. Fort Laramie plays it back over to Fort Recovery. And a kill. That was by Abby Holthouse of Fort Laramie. 20-19 now. So Abby Holthouse will go back to serve. That stops the Kyle Wendell service. And this serve is too long service error. Each team having some service errors. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Hannah Kanapke. It's tied 20-20. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-19. We're tied 20-20 here in the second set. Hannah Kanapke on the serve. A battle at the net. And the whistle blows, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Side out, Fort Laramie. They lead now 21-20. Now going back to serve is Marissa Meiering. Meiering's serve is dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Ramo will set. There's Paige Judy, a block, a battle at the net, and Maddie Ramo gets the kill. Ramo with a kill. 21-21. Side out Fort Recovery, and Alexis Buff will go back to serve. And it is a good serve dug out by Austin and Libero. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Buff passing to Rammel at the net. There's a smash by Martin. And Fort Laramie in the net. Boy, this official is really close. Timeout. Fort Laramie, Fort Recovery's taken a 22-21 lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All righty. It's 22-21. Fort Recovery leads by one. Fort Recovery's Alexis Buff is still serving. Got a thriller going here in this one. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, PG 14, J Country 101, and also FortRecoveryRadio.com today. Fort Recovery volleyball against Fort Laramie. Alexis Buff, another good serve. Emily Austin digs it out. Here's a smash by Fort Laramie, but into the net for Mackenzie Holscher. And so it's a point, Fort Recovery. Hitting air there, 23-21 now. Fort Recovery leads by two. Alexis Buff serving again. Another good serve. Here's the set for Fort Laramie. The smash played by Hannah Kanapke at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. And Fort Recovery can't make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Fort Laramie's Mackenzie Holscher a block on that one. 23-22. What's the deal here? I guess we're ready to go. Back to serve now for Fort Laramie is Mackenzie Holscher, the freshman. Really tall young lady. Going to have some great volleyball in her career. Here's Carly Stone with the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. It's 24-22. Here's the set points. This will give us a 2-0 lead if we can win this one. Cassidy Martin on the serve, dug out by Fort Loramie. The set. Here's the hit by Fort Loramie. Dug out by Cassidy Martin. Rammel sets for Carly Stone, who two hands it over. Fort Loramie has it now, the hit. And Brooke Garkey gets it back to Fort Loramie. The set for Fort Loramie again. Brooke Garkey with a block. Fort Loramie saves it. And there's finally a Fort Loramie point as Chloe Stang hits it through the Fort Recovery block. 24-23. Fort Recovery only by one. If they can pick up this point here, it'll be over. Sophie Albers with the serve for Fort Loramie. It's a good serve. Dug out by Kanapke, who passes to Rammel. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Back to Fort Recovery. What do we got? Call the carry on the play by Fort Loramie. And Fort Recovery wins 25-23. However, the coach complaining and the volleyball players complaining. They say it's over. Fort Recovery has won the set 25-23 and a controversial last point there. Well, stick around. We'll be back with more. We finished two sets, third set coming up. Both sets have been quite competitive, but Fort Recovery's won them both. We'll return with the third set in just a moment.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we get underway here with the third set. They just called a double hit on Fort Recovery. So service point there for Fort Loramie. They lead 1-0 here in the third set. And that's a service error. Hitting it out of bounds was Emily Austin. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Indians good luck here in the match today. The Family Dentistry Office includes staff members Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, who are Fort Recovery graduates. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Thomas Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Judy on the hit, back and got the kill. Paige Judy gets her third kill of the day. And Hannah Kanapke gets another serve here now. Hannah bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good one, dug out by Marissa Myring. Here's the set and the smash by Fort Loramie. Kyle Wendell to Paige Judy. Judy back over and got another kill. Paige Judy with her fourth kill. And another service point for Hannah Kanapke. That makes it now 3-1. Fort Recovery leading Fort Loramie here. Fort Loramie's been pesky today. Here's a good serve. You know, I take it back. It was not into the top of the net and on the Fort Recovery side of the court. So a service error for Hannah Kanapke. And that makes it 3-2. And side out now for Fort Loramie. And Abby Holthouse will go back to serve. Abby's a nice-looking player also for Fort Loramie. Good serve. Maddie Rammel was set for Carly Stone. A deep hit. Dug out by Fort Loramie. Rammel will set for Paige Judy. And Judy gets another kill. Paige Judy's on a roll here. Fort Recovery leads now 4-2. Here in this third set after winning the first two sets. So, of course, Fort Recovery wins here. This one's over. Good serve by Alexis Bupp. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell on the dig. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin, who got the kill. Cassidy Martin with another kill there. Let's see. For her, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 kills on the day. Another service point for Alexis Bupp, who has a bunch of those. Emily Austin digs it out on the back line. Here's a deep hit by Fort Loramie, but into the net by Chloe Stang. And that gives another service point to Alexis Bupp. And it's now 6-2. Bupp serves again. Dug out by Stang at the net. And it's a kill for Fort Loramie's Sophie Albers. Just hit it over there on the sideline where nobody was, and Fort Recovery couldn't get their side out to Fort Loramie. Marissa Myring now serving for the Lady Redskins of Fort Loramie High School. Good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. They hit. Got it. The flagman said it was in. Carly Stone with the kill. That was extremely close. That was 9 kills now for Carly. Side out Fort Recovery. Here's Cassidy Martin serving. Good serve dug out by Fort Loramie. Over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel, a battle at the net, and Fort Recovery saves it. Carly Stone free balls it over. Here's the set, the smash. Dig by Cassidy Martin at the net, and it went down on the Fort Recovery side. Point Fort Loramie. 7-4 now. Now going back to serve on the side out is Mackenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie. It is too long. The freshman hits it out of bounds. Service error there, and Fort Recovery gets the point. And side out, Lady Indians. It's 8-4 now. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse today. Fort Recovery volleyball playing a pretty good Fort Loramie team, but the Indians have won 2 sets to none so far. There's an ace serve for Alexis Bupp. Timeout, Fort Loramie. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
For Recovery with a 9-4 lead now. Here in this third set, if we win this set, this match is over. For Recovery has 3 matches next week. We will not be able to do any of those on the radio for you. Monday, they'll be playing Bradford. On Tuesday, Pandora, Gilboa, and then Coldwater. On Thursday in a big match up there with number 1 Coldwater. You can hear all those matches, though, on FortRecoveryRadio.com. That was actually Kelsey Judy who was serving a moment ago. Another good serve by Kelsey. Back to Fort Recovery. There's a smash by Carly Stone, a block. Kelsey Judy sets for Paige Voorkamp, another block, and Fort Loramie gets the points. I believe that was Sophie Albers with the block. Albers will serve. 9-5, Fort Recovery leads by 4 here in the third set. Good serve. Judy sets for Paige Voorkamp. Voorkamp on the hit. There's the dig by Fort Loramie back over to Fort Recovery. And a kill for Abby Holthouse of Fort Loramie. 9-6 now. Service point there for Sophie Albers. She'll serve again. Dug out by Alexis Bupp to Kelsey Judy. Carly Stone will two-hand it over, and they're going to say Fort Loramie was in the net. Point for Fort Recovery. So, side out, Fort Recovery. 10-6 now. Fort Recovery leads by 4. And Carly Stone will do the serving now. Senior Carly Stone, good serve. Dug out by Emily Austin, a battle at the net. Judy to Paige Judy. That was Kelsey Judy to Paige Judy. Now back to Fort Recovery. Stone will pass it up to Kelsey Judy. And Paige Voorkamp dinks it over but hits it out of bounds. Side out for Loramie. 10-7 now. Back to serve is Chloe Stang for Fort Loramie. Stang's serve is a good one, dug out by Carly Stone to Kelsey Judy. It was hit by Paige Voorkamp, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Loramie over the end line. 10-8 now. Fort Loramie coming back here. Service point there for Chloe Stang. Good serve by Stang again. Kaya Wendell digs it out. Here's Paige Judy hitting it over, but Fort Loramie plays it. And a kill for the Lady Redskins for Marissa Meyering. And now it's 10-9. Fort Recovery's lead is shriveled to 1. Another service point for Stang there. Chloe Stang serves again. She's a junior on this team. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Rammel sets for Paige Judy on the hit. Partially blocked, and Emily Austin plays it. Now here's a hit back by Fort Loramie, and a kill for Marissa Meyering. And it's now tied at 10-10. Chloe Stang serves again. Fort Loramie has to win this set to stay alive. They trail 2-0. Service error by Stang as she hits it over the end line. Eleven ten now. Fort Recovery has taken the lead back. And Kaya Wendell will serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Emily Austin digs it out. Here's the set and the smash. Block at the net. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Paige Judy free balls it over. Here's the set for Fort Loramie. And a whistle and a double hit is called on Fort Loramie. Boy, those are close calls. But we'll take it. Kaya Wendell gets a service point. It's now 12-10. Lady Indians by 2. Good serve again by Kaya. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone to Kaya Wendell. Wendell free balls it over, keeping it in play. Here's the set for Fort Loramie. And they're going to say somebody for Fort Recovery was in the net. Side out for Loramie. It's 12-11. Emily Austin goes back to serve for the Lady Redskins. And the serve is a good one, dug out by Paige Judy. Rammel sets it. Here's the smash by Cassidy Martin, the block. Fort Recovery has it back. Paige Judy gets the cross-court hit and the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. For Paige, that is 6 kills on the day. Anna Kanapke will go back to serve now. You're listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball from the Fortside Fieldhouse today. Good serve. Battle at the net, and a kill for Maddie Rammel. Two-hand push, and Rammel gets the kill. And for her, that's uncharacteristically for her, she's got five kills today. She gets several kills, but usually doesn't get up to five. And here is a violation on Fort Recovery. Going over the net, I think they said. 14-12. Serving here is Abby Holthouse for Fort Loramie. Good serve dug out by Paige Judy. Judy gets it back and blocks. Fort Recovery keeps it in play. Cassidy Martin free balls it over. Fort Loramie on the set. Here comes the smash. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. A deep hit and got the kill. Wow. Nice kill there for Carly. Nice set for Maddie Rammel. That's 10 kills now for Carly Stone. And Alexis Buff will go back to serve again for Fort Recovery. She's done a nice job today. She has a total of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 points on the day. And what's the whistle now in the net for Fort Loramie? Point Fort Recovery and the Lady Indians starting to pull away here, leading 16-12 in this third set. Good serve by Alexis. The set for Fort Loramie and the hit. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. And they say Fort Loramie was in the net. Point Fort Recovery. That was going to be Fort Loramie's point. As we hit it out of bounds there, but they said Fort Loramie was in the net. Another service point for Alexis Buff. It's now 17-12, and there's an ace serve for Alexis. It's 18-12 now. Timeout is going to be called for the folks here at Fort Loramie as we have an 18-12 lead for Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with our studio producer at the radio station, Eric Catterly. Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery's on the verge of winning this match, leading here 18-12 now. And Fort Loramie saves that serve by Alexis Bupp. Rammel will set for Carly Stone, and Carly puts it down on the Fort Loramie side. Another kill for Carly, number 11. 19-12 now, another service point for Alexis Bupp. Great day for Alexis serving. 19-12 score, Fort Recovery up by 7 here in the third set. They've already won the first two sets. Here's a smash by Fort Loramie, played by Fort Recovery. Cassidy Martin, oh, a great hit, and Emily Austin did a wonderful job of digging that out. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone, hits it through a block. Fort Loramie back to Fort Recovery. Here's Rammel passing over to Stone, who bumps it over. The set by Fort Loramie, dug out by Alexis Buff. Here's a smash by Hannah Kanapke. Got the kill. Hannah Kanapke with a nice hit. Her first kill of the day, and it was a good one. 20-12 now. Another service point for Alexis Buff. She's been on quite a run here. About 5 in a row, I think, for her. And an ace serve. That one was short. Nobody was there to get it. An ace serve for Alexis Buff, and it's now 21-12. Here's Alexis Buff serving again. That's two ace serves for her in this run here. Dug out by Emily Austin. Fort Loramie gets it back to Fort Recovery. Rama will set for Cassidy Martin. Dug out by Fort Loramie. And the hit is over out of bounds. Fort Loramie loses the point. 22-12 as Fort Recovery has turned this into a rout. a runaway here for the Lady Indians. Another good serve by Alexis Bupp. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Bupp keeps it alive to Rammel to Kyle Wendell. Wendell back over to Fort Loramie. The set and the smash. Saved by Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke. Cassidy Martin hits it back over, and they're going to call Cassidy for carrying the ball. Hitting error. 22-13, and Fort Loramie finally breaks the Alexis Bupp string. Now serving for the Lady Redskins is Marissa Myring. Kyle Wendell will dig out the good serve. Rammel passing to Carly Stone, who got the kill. Carly Stone with the kill. Almost put it in the wastebasket across the way. 23-12 now, side out Fort Recovery. Here's Cassidy Martin serving now. Emily Austin passing off. Back to Fort Recovery, and what do we got? Fort Recovery just across the center line. 23-14, side out Fort Loramie. Fort Recovery still leading by 9. Now serving is Brooke Rotterman. Here's Garkey blocked. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone on the hit. Fort Loramie sets and hits it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Brooke Garkey getting it back over to Fort Loramie. The set. Here comes the hit. Dug out by Alexis Bupp. Maddie Rammel passing. The smash by Hannah Kanapke. It's into the net. Point Fort Loramie. Brooke Rotterman with a service point. And she'll have another one. In the net. So service air, and it's 24-15. Here's the match points. Maddie Rammel will serve it. Fort Recovery leads 24-15. We've already won the first two sets. This is all over but the shouting, folks. Good serve by Maddie Rammel. Fort Loramie on the set. The outside hit. Blocked by Fort Recovery. The set by Fort Loramie. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel passing to Kaya Wendell, who will set for Carly Stone, who dinks it over. Fort Loramie keeps it alive, and we got a Indian in the net. Point Fort Loramie. Side out Fort Loramie. 24-16 now. And back to serve for Fort Loramie, Sophie Albers. It is a good serve. They got by Kyle Wendell. Here's Rammel with the set for Paige Fortkamp. The hit. And Fort Loramie just free balls it back. Here's Maddie Rammel on the set. The smash by Carly Stone. Did she get it? Nope. Out of bounds. 24-17. Another service point for Sophie Albers there. Lady Indians lead by 7. Albers serves again. Dug out. And it's an ace serve. Dug out by Alexis Bupp, but she couldn't get it to the right spot. Give Albers an ace serve. 24-18 now. Fort Loramie trying to climb back in this. Good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. There's the kill, and that's the match. 25-18. Fort Recovery wins the third set, and they win today 3-0. Carly Stone with her 13th kill of the day finishes off the third set, and I'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment. Fort Recovery with the victory. We'll be back here in just a moment.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Main Street Market Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms reminds you the Fort Recovery High School FFA is selling ready-to-cook 10 to 12-pound turkey roasts, perfect for your holiday meals. They're hand-packed in their own bag to seal in the flavor and are white and dark meat without the bones. Each turkey roast costs $30. Order now from the Fort Recovery High School FFA by calling 419-375-4111. The sale deadline is October 11th. Support the Fort Recovery FFA, says Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The pickup date is November 2nd from the Voag Shop at Fort Recovery High School.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery wins the JV and the varsity matches tonight. The varsity goes to 14-2 on the year. And for Fort Laramie, they drop to 8-10 on the season. Fort Recovery winning 25-19, 25-23, and 25-28. The first two sets especially were very competitive, but the Indians came out on top. In the JV matchup, it was Fort Recovery winning 2-1. Lady Indians won the first set 25-17. Then Fort Laramie won the second set 25-23. Fort Recovery came back and won the third set and the match 25-14. Fort Recovery's JV team 16-1 on the year. So between the two teams this year, quite a year going here for Fort Recovery. A record of 30-3 now on the year. Looking at some unofficial stats, Alexis Buff had quite a serving day with 17 service points, including two aces. Paige Judy had 6 kills. Paige Fortcamp had 3 kills. Brooke Garkey with 4 kills. Kyle Wendell had 4 service points. It was Maddie Rammel with 5 kills and 4 service points and a whole bunch of assists. Cassidy Martin had a total of 4 kills, 2 blocks, and 5 service points. Hannah Knapke with 4 service points and 1 kill. Kelsey Judy had a service point. Carly Stone with 13 kills to lead the team in that department. She also had 2 service points. for Fort Loramie. They were pretty much led by Marissa Meyering, who had 4 kills, a block, 8 service points, including 2 aces. Abby Holthouse had 2 kills and 3 service points, including an ace. Chloe Stang had 3 kills, 1 block, and 4 service points. Emily Austin with 3 service points. Sophie Albers with a total of 6 service points, including 1 ace. She also had 1 kill and 1 block. Mackenzie Holscher, a nice-looking freshman, ended up with a total of 4 kills, 2 blocks, and 1 service point for Mackenzie Holscher. Once again, Fort Recovery wins today over the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins in high school volleyball, winning the JV matchup by a score of 2-1, winning the varsity 3-0. Again, a reminder, Fort Recovery scheduled next week. They have a match with Bradford on Monday, with Pandora Gilboa on Tuesday. They added that match recently. And then the third match is with number 1 Coldwater, a big one on Thursday. We will not be able to broadcast any of those on the radio, but you can hear them all on FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks so much for listening. For our studio producers, Eric Catterly at Portland, and now Lindsey Green is in this afternoon. And then for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon, everyone.
Best sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.